With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is fighting to save his endangered reelection effort using an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He repeatedly rejected taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he is up for serving another term. As he departed Madison, Wisconsin, he spoke with reporters. When asked if he had a succession plan, he responded.
Well, by the way, you do have succession plans. But what do I need a succession plan for now?
Liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling to reinstate the use of ballot drop boxes in the battleground state. This overturns a decision the court made less than 2 years ago that banned the use of most of the boxes that are prone to fraud. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump says he knows nothing about a sweeping plan by the Heritage Foundation to transform the U.S. government. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Project 2025 has been organized by longtime allies and former Trump administration officials. It proposes a massive overhaul of the federal government. Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said on a podcast, Republicans are in the process of taking this country back. On his social media site, Trump said he knows nothing about Project 2025 and has no idea who is behind it. Trump also said he disagrees with some of the things they're saying. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Beryl crosses Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says a hurricane watch has now been posted for a large area of coastal Texas from the Rio Grande River to Sargent, Texas.
We have the center right now moving along the lower and middle Texas coast. If the center moves a little farther to the right, we could see landfall up here along the middle Texas coast, a little farther to the left, out down closer near the mouth of the Rio Grande. And that's exactly why that hurricane watch and storm surge watch has been issued for such that broad area.
At last check, the storm looks to be moving more to the east. Some Texas counties have already issued voluntary evacuation orders. This is SRN News. The Biden administration sends mixed messages on transgenderism.
Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, recently advised an international transgender health organization that there should be no minimum age for children who want sex change operations. This sparked outrage across the U.S., and now the Biden administration is in full damage control mode, issuing a statement saying it does not support sex change operations for anyone under 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And Rachel Levine is a man posing as a woman. Residents of Amarillo, Texas, will vote on an abortion travel ban in November. Supporters of the measure gathered more than 6,000 verified signatures to petition for approval of the ordinance and submitted their request to city officials to have it placed on the ballot. The action came after the Amarillo City Council rejected the proposed policy. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department approves the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be New Jersey's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Biden has canceled a planned speech in Philadelphia at the annual conference of the National Education Association after the union staff announced a strike, set up picket lines Friday around the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia. Late-term aborted babies reportedly no longer being considered human remains in New York City. The New York Post reports the city's Department of Health is allowing medical facilities to dispose of the babies at or after 24 weeks. More details at SRNNews.com.